This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. In celebration of Black History Month and 2024's theme of African Americans' influence on the arts, I'm going to read a book about the opera singer Marian Anderson from the series Famous African Americans by Patricia and Frederick McKissick, published by Enslow Elementary, an imprint of Enslow Publishers, Inc. Here is Marian Anderson, amazing opera singer. Marian Anderson was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on February 27, 1897. Her father sold coal in the winter and ice in the summer. Her mother cleaned houses. The Andersons went to church every Sunday. Mr. Robinson was in charge of the children's choir at Union Baptist Church. He invited Marian to join the choir. She was just 6 years old, and so began her love of music. Marian grew up singing in church. She learned the old slave songs called spirituals. She sang alone and with others. Music filled her with happiness. Singing was almost as wonderful as going to the circus. Almost. One day, Marian heard music coming from a window. She peeked inside. A dark-skinned woman was playing a piano in her living room. Marian was excited. She felt proud to see a woman who had dark skin like hers playing so beautifully. Marian knew then that if she wanted to, she could learn to play the piano too. Marian's family was poor. When her father died, they became even poorer. But Marian didn't mind working. She scrubbed her neighbor's front steps for a penny or two. She sang all the time. Her neighbors loved to hear her sing as she worked. Marian and her sisters, Alice and Ethel, played together and went to school together. When they were in high school, they began wondering what they would do when they were grown up. Would they be doctors, lawyers, teachers, as their mother once had been? More than anything else, Marian wanted to sing. But could a poor Black girl from Philadelphia sing well enough to make a living? Yes, she decided, it was possible. Marian went to a nearby music school. She could hear singing. "What do you want? We don't teach colored people," a woman told Marian. "Go away." The words were unkind and mean. Marian felt bad, not for herself, but for the woman. How could a person love music and be so filled with hate, she thought. At last, Marian found someone who was willing to teach her. Mary Saunders Patterson, her first voice teacher. Marian worked hard at her lessons. Soon she was singing her scales. One day, Marian had a chance to sing for Giuseppe Boghetti, who was a very well-known music teacher. He was too busy to take a new student, "but I will listen to her sing," he said. Marian sang Deep River for him. Then, after hearing Marian sing, Boghetti smiled. He said she had a lot of talent. Boghetti said he would take one more student, Marian Anderson. Marian had happy times as well as sad times in her life. One bad time came in 1924, when she was 27 years old. Marian studied very hard with Giuseppe Boghetti. She had sung at churches in Philadelphia. Her voice was strong. She was good, very good. Everybody said so. Why not sing in New York? Bogetti said she would need to work even harder to be ready for such a concert. Marion liked the idea of singing in a big music hall, like Town Hall in New York City. So that is where Marion had her first New York concert. It was a terrible flop. Very few people came. The newspapers said, Marion Anderson has a good voice, but she needs more practice. Marion knew they were right, and Bogetti made her practice. She sang high notes, low notes, and all the notes in between. Learning how to sing well was hard work. Her practice soon paid off. In 1925, Marion won a prize for singing. She won a chance to sing a solo with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in August. She was good, very good. It felt great. She sang the high notes, the low notes, and all the notes in between. She had never sung them better. Marion went to Europe at the end of 1927. Her first major European concert was in Germany in early 1930. People cheered for her. Brava, brava, the crowds cheered. Next, Marion sang in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Russia. Her voice was better than ever. She was very well known, but not many people in the United States had heard her sing. It was time to come home. A concert was set for December 30th, 1935, at Town Hall in New York City. On the boat trip home, Marion broke her leg. The show must go on, she told her family and friends. Only a few people knew her leg was broken. This time, Town Hall was full. Marion stood behind the piano. She wore a long blue dress. It was very quiet. The music began. Her leg hurt, but Marion sang and sang. When she was done, everyone burst into cheers. Marion sang all over the United States. She sang in the South, where laws ruled that black people and white people had to live separately. They could not go to school together, work, or play together. They could not sit together on buses or in music halls. Whenever Marion sang before a crowd in the South, she bowed to the black people first. That was her way of showing she cared. It also showed that she was proud of her race. Brava! Brava! They cheered for her. Marion sang at the White House for President Franklin D. Roosevelt and First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Mrs. Roosevelt also invited Marion's mother to the White House. Howard University invited Miss Anderson to sing in Washington, D.C. in 1939 at Constitution Hall. But a group called the Daughters of the American Revolution, DAR, who owned the hall, said no black person could sing there. Marion was sad, not for herself, but for the Daughters of the American Revolution. Other people were very angry about the way a great American was being treated. One was Mrs. Roosevelt. She quit the DAR to let the world know she didn't like the way Miss Anderson was treated. Then, on Easter Sunday morning in 1939, Marion Anderson sang in Washington, D.C. Oh, what a morning! She stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and sang the national anthem before 75,000 people of all races. As always, a Marion Anderson concert ended with the spirituals she learned as a child. She sang, My soul is anchored in the Lord. It was very beautiful. Some people cried. In her long career, Marion won many honors and made many records. She sang for crowds all over the world. In 1955, she became the first African American to sing a leading part at the well-known Metropolitan Opera in New York City. She also sang at the March on Washington in 1963, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech. Oh, what a morning! She even got to sing at Constitution Hall. Marian Anderson retired on April 19, 1965, after a concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. In February 1993, Marian celebrated her 96th birthday. In April, she died. She will be remembered as a person who brought people together through music. That was Marian Anderson, Amazing Opera Singer, by Patricia and Frederick McKissick, with illustrations by Ned O. A world-renowned opera singer and an influential figure in our country's civil rights movement, Marian Anderson. What an inspiring life story. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll tune in next time for more Story Time with Friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.